A popular Outcast production.
Oh shit. Yeah, way to fucking start the button when we all have food in our mouths.
That's okay. Thanks. I can cut it out at the beginning.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
What happened?
Excuse me, Odie, your big head.
Don't move or anything.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Where you are.
What are you doing? You're stepping over me, okay.
That's fun, y'all.
Thank you.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah. So.
Welcome.
Welcome to the Girls on Girls podcast.
Woo!
Episode 9?
I have no idea.
Is it 9?
I think so.
I lost count.
God, I don't even fucking know anymore.
Well, welcome anyway.
Yeah, seriously. And today in the studio, we have our special guest, Odie!
Yay!
He's my shadow! Yeah.
He's the cutest dog ever.
I am dog-sitting him, and he won't leave me alone.
But it's
which
okay,
because awesome.
He's a chubby pug.
He is. He's adorable.
He is really adorable.
Mm-hmm. Trying to talk my mom into letting me keep him, like, here forever.
Is she going to let you?
He is my dog.
Yeah.
So. But we're getting there.
Bless you.
We're getting there.
I think there should be a pug in every house.
Oh, of course there should be. A pug in a lab.
In every house.
I've got a half pug. So, I mean,
yep, it counts.
It totally counts. We were talking today about stereotypes.
Yeah.
Female stereotypes in particular.
I would say yes. Girls in general. Stereotypes of girls. Stereotypes people have of girls normally.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't know.
What box have you been putting into? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Because, I mean, it's really one of the only perspectives we can come from, because, I mean, you know, we're
girls,
and, you know, we're white, and, yeah.
So
sorry, yeah. I'm very intrigued by this book here. I've never read All My Friends Are Dead.
Yeah, Chris Rao gave us that book for our coffee table, and it's hilarious.
It looks interesting. I do want to read it.
It's freaking hilarious. It's got, like, dinosaurs in it. It's like, All My Friends Are Dead. And it has a picture of a Yeti. It says, All My Friends Are Hoaxes.
A Paker. All My Friends Are Bread.
Is this supposed to be for kids or supposed to be
It's written in
funny
the form
adults?
Of a children's book, but it's an adult book.
Oh, okay. Funny.
Yeah, I read some of them, and I'm like, what the
Probably shouldn't be reading while we're trying to talk on a podcast.
Yeah, probably.
Let me cut this out.
So anyway, yeah. Ashley.
Hmm. Yes, Lauren.
Okay, we should plug our not sponsor.
Yeah.
The people that sometimes give us a few cents.
Yeah. But it's only when our good listeners help us out.
Yeah. So what you need to do is, if you're going to shop on Amazon, like every person on the planet does, you know, go to popularoutcast.com, clear your cookies, click on the purple banner, can't miss it, says Amazon.
Yeah.
Click on it.
I believe, since everybody just refers to the Amazon banner on the Popular Outcast website, Jeff has made a banner that just says
the Amazon banner. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, hey, whatever works. You know, click on the banner and do your regular shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and it helps out the Popular Outcasts, which is very awesome,
because apparently Amazon thinks that in this day and age, there are still people that don't know what Amazon is, so
right.
They're giving us money, well, the Popular Outcast money, for the referral.
Yeah.
Ma'am.
So, why don't you do us a favor and do that,
because yeah.
That would be awesome.
Helps to offset the costs of, web hosting and all this fancy pants equipment in this room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what's everybody's favorite female stereotype? And then we will discuss it.
Oh, God, I don't even know. I am not prepared for this at all.
I think, you know, when you stereotyping in general is something that I personally think everybody does. I don't necessarily
think
that
it's
right
to
do that to people, but it's really hard not to.
Yeah, we want to, like, categorize things and...
Right, like, to fit into our own little, you know, world. Like, but oh, that person's that.
That's not the way things are.
Yeah, you know, like, you could totally break out of a stereotype. Like, you can look at a person that you think is a certain way, and they're not necessarily that way.
Yeah, like...
You know?
Like the band geek that was also the cheerleader.
Right.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah. There are people like that. I know I've gotten a lot that people... Like, I'm a very introverted, contemplative person. I'm usually in my own head a lot.
Mm.
So, you know, I'm off in my own head. People think I'm angry about something. Like, no, I'm just brain.
Yeah. I'm just talking to my brain.
Yeah, pretty much. I was like, oh, I'm not mad.
Not mad at you.
I used to get that a lot, like maybe 10, 15 years ago.
What did I do?
No, seriously, like people, I would walk into a room and if I didn't have my glasses on, I squint, kind of, when I'm looking at people, because my vision's kind of bad. Yeah, because I don't wear my glasses a lot when I go out, so I'll like squint. And then maybe get this mean look on my face because I'm like, you know, or if I'm thinking about something completely different than what, you know, anything, like people would always think I was mad or a bitch or, you know, like she's just angry. And really, that's not the case. I'm not really, I don't get that too much anymore, but back in the day.
Yeah. I get it that people always think my. My first impression of people meeting me is, oh my god, she's such a bitch. And I'm like, well, what? Why?
Yeah.
What did I do? What did I do?
Yeah. You're really not.
Because I'm really not. And I'm just like, why
it's
do
just
you...
just the natural bitch face.
Why do you feel like that?
Yeah.
I can't control my face.
I think that's funny. We all used to get that.
Yeah. And it's I still attribute that to, like, yeah, I got picked on, but never like in an in-my-face confrontational kind of way in high school, and I think that's just because I looked angry all the fucking time.
Oh, yeah.
See, I think I developed the angry face because I was picked on in high school.
That's probably why I did, too, because I definitely was picked on, even by people who were my friends.
I put up a wall. I was just like, fuck you guys. Yeah. No, we're not doing this anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, even people that I considered my friends at the time, they would... rag on me.
Oh, yeah.
But then I, in turn, would turn around and, like, pick on other people.
Yeah.
So it was kind of this...
I had kind of the same thing. I'm just not friends school, with those though. People anymore.
Middle school.
Well, school in general. It's a vicious circle. Like, somebody gets shit at home, and they give you shit in school, so you find someone weaker than you and give them shit.
Yeah. It's a bummer. But that's what happens when you're in school. It's kind of unavoidable. It bums me out that, like, kids take it harder, you know what I mean? Like, harder than it should be taken.
Yeah, like, the poor kids that are, like, killing themselves over, like, being bullied, and I'm just like...
Yeah, bullying sucks, but I mean...
Bullying is really bad, and, like, what the hell did that kid say to you to make you...
want to take your own life?
Seriously.
You gotta have other stuff going on. Yeah.
There's gotta be something else psychologically that's going on.
Like, maybe, like, parents or something.
Because I did go through the whole bullying thing, and, like, kids would tell me, like, oh, Ashley Dyer, you're gonna die.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
Oh, I got Casper.
That's not even creative, and that's just...
That's just silly.
What?
That's just silly.
So I never really... I don't know, if you... just don't respond to it.
Yeah, you just gotta ignore that crap. But, I don't know.
People would shout shit to me in the hall and I would just throw the middle finger behind my head and keep walking.
Yeah.
I was too opinionated. You get in trouble when you start talking back and making it seem like it bothers you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then they know that it does.
That's the point where, if you just sit there and, like, ignore them, you're just like, eventually whatever, dude.
They'll find someone else to pick on more
in most
likely.
Situations, they'll give up. I've had batteries thrown at my head, too.
For crying out loud.
Seriously, I was on a school bus, and, like
this
kid...
Like, what size are we talking?
Hopefully, like, triple A's.
They were double A's.
Double A.
Yeah. Okay, still so we're not talking, from like, some kids, D-cells.
No, but, like, from some kids, like... And one of them, like, hit me in the shoulder, and I was like, the fuck? And then I always sat in the front of the bus, because I was a wimp, and I was like, I'm gonna sit by the bus driver. Because if somebody's throwing something at me, I want them to know. And the bus driver, like, saw the battery, and she stopped the bus. She's like, what is wrong with you?
At least the bus driver did something
about
it.
And I'm just like, see, this is, yeah. And, like, the worst part was, like, I was a junior in high school. I was actually, like, upperclassmen to these people.
Oh, well, then that's just dumb kids, then.
Because I was very poor, and I had to buy my own gas, so I didn't drive to work. So.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even drive till I was out of high school.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, stereotyping. I mean, you think, and I do it, you know. You look at a person, you think, oh, that person is a scumbag, or that person is,
like, could her,
you know,
her skirt be any shorter?
Yeah, that's a big one. The whole slut thing. Yeah, I mean, I think that there's a way to be a slut and not, like,
being a slut isn't necessarily
sleeping
a bad
with
thing.
People.
No, right. If you want to go around, have sex with numerous guys, have fun. I don't care, whatever, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't want to see your ass crack.
Right.
Like,
honestly,
when you're walking by, even, like, every girl in the room is even doing the thing where, like, can you see underneath it?
And that's just, it's ridiculous that people have that low of self-esteem that they have to, like, get attention from every single freaking person that sees them. Like, that's the only reason anybody would ever dress like that.
Yeah,
like,
there's no way you're doing that for yourself.
Because if you're doing it to attract the opposite sex, like, you don't have to freaking do that. You know what I mean? Like,
you're going to attract the wrong kind of people.
Right,
doing
yeah.
That.
You know, like, it's pointless. And that, like,
it's not exactly
dressing slutty is what I consider being sluttier than even a girl that sleeps with a lot of guys. You know what I mean? Especially if she's not, like, flaunting it, like, dressing slutty.
Yeah, the way I dressed in high school, I'm sure nobody knew.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, when I was in high school
and out, t-shirt.
I wore...
Mud it.
Freaking flannel and long johns and jeans. You know, like, that was the way I dressed.
Yep.
And
you also grew up during the grunge period.
Right, but... You know, I didn't need to dress like a whore to freaking attract the opposite sex.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I always like the baggier clothes and stuff because I don't like the attention of men, like, when I'm out.
Yeah.
We were actually at the Mike's No Mic open mic yesterday. I don't know if you guys heard of that. The audience has heard of that, but...
Yeah. I was like, you
it's
guys,
a fun time.
I was there.
You were there. But no, there was this one guy that was up front on the stage, and he was doing his jokes, and I kept seeing his eyes go down, because, like, you and me were sitting in the front row.
Was that the kid in the white t-shirt?
I think so.
The one that said something about, like, he drinks milkshakes now because ice cream cones are too sexual. He can't check out hot bitches while he's licking an ice cream cone.
I think it might have been him, but I don't really remember. But I kept seeing him look down, and I'm just like, I'm in a t-shirt and you're obviously looking at my boobs, and I like pulled my shirt up a little bit.
Like,
I'm
dude,
just like, no.
But hey, then the argument could always be thrown out. If you didn't want anybody to look, you wouldn't wear a low-cut
shirt. I was wearing
shirt.
A t-shirt where it was at my collarbone. So
that
I think
is...
from maybe the angle that he was at,
because
they were like on a stage, he probably could see down my shirt.
Probably.
And I was just like, nope!
Oopsie.
Bye. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Guys really do need to, like, not stare at boobs. Although, I can't say that, because I find it really hard to not stare at boobs.
Yeah, seriously. It's not a guy thing.
Yeah,
it's not a guy
thing.
Everybody likes boobs.
I do like boobs. I don't really get offended if guys look at my boobs. If I'm wearing a shirt that shows cleavage, fuck it. Whatever. Yeah.
If I'm...
It's unavoidable.
Exactly. Well, yeah, they're gonna do it.
I appreciate
like,
it.
Well,
I'm not gonna make it...
you try to touch, then that's where we have the problem.
You're going to look, but I'm not gonna make it easy for you. I just don't. Right. I've never been, like... I don't know. I have very big boobs, and I don't like when guys look at them, personally. I'm just like, no... Okay. I don't like them! they're heavy!
I bet.
Yeah.
They're heavy and annoying, and they give me back problems. There's nothing cool about them.
Yes, there's everything cool about them. They're fun to look at.
Well, yeah. Fun for everybody else.
Yeah.
For everybody else in the equation, yeah. It's like the girls who... Some girls are like... Girls with straight hair are like, oh my god, your curly hair, it's so beautiful. And the girls with curly hair are like, I fucking hate my hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want straight hair.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens a lot.
Yeah. You never know until you're, like, on the opposite side.
Yep.
I've had perms. They so are, right. Curly hair sucks.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing you can do to it.
Yeah. I do, like, I can appreciate when a girl has really curly hair and she actually, like, puts a little bit of product in it and, like, does, mm-hmm. like, brings out the curls.
Does what you're supposed to do to it.
I
think it
looks pretty, but I would never want
it's
to have it.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh. Hair in general is a lot of work.
That's why I cut all mine off last summer.
I go through...
Fuck this, I'm done!
I grew through phases where about once a year it'll get down to about my shoulders. And then I'm like, nope, done! And I hack it all off and I'm like, this is great! And I like it short! And then I grow it out long and I'm like, I really like it long! And then I'm like, I'm sick of it long! Let's get it short again! This is the longest my hair has been since I was like 6.
I saw photos of you on Facebook the other day with really short hair.
Very short hair.
I had no idea that your hair was that short.
Oh, yeah. It's normally very short. Yeah. This is not... For me to have long hair is actually kind of weird.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to see how long I can get it and how long...
Before you get annoyed.
Before I can't stand it anymore. So I've been putting it up more often.
Yeah. Yeah.
And...
God, I can't wait till I get to that stage.
Yeah. Being able to put your hair in a ponytail is so nice.
I love
because it's just
hair,
lazy. But... Mm-hmm. It's so nice to be able to do that. And I never realized because when I had short hair, I'd put product in it every single day, and I would style it every single day, and I'd do heat and whatever, you know, because when it's short, you have to style it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I never realized when you get longer hair, it's actually easier to take care of because you don't have to wash it every day because you don't put product in it.
Yeah.
And I can get away with not washing my hair for 2 days in a row, and it's fine.
I recently...
I love that.
...found out the benefits of dry shampoo.
Yeah.
Oh, dry shampoo is freaking amazing. Yeah.
It's the stuff that I got, I don't love it, but I mean, I can definitely get through a second day without washing my hair if I have it pulled up somehow.
Yeah.
But...
Which kind did you get?
I think it's, I want to say Paul Mitchell, but it's definitely not. It might be Pantene or something like that, or Fructis, I don't know. I just went to CVS and I got one.
Yeah. I just ran out of my Biolage conditioner and I'm like,
that stuff is awesome.
It smells so good.
Everything Biolage just smells amazing. And it's just so good for your hair.
It is good stuff.
And it was like buy one, get one 50% off. So I'm like, yeah, I'm getting the big bottles. Yeah. So now like I have to go back to the mall to get it because you can only go to...
I think they sell...
I can hook you up.
I think they sell it at CVS.
They probably do. There's a lot of professional brands that have gone like public. Biolage is one of them.
John Frieda went to, which John Frieda had. He came out with shampoo for blondes, and he came out with shampoo for brunettes, and I'm like,
where's the redhead?
I'm like, this is not cool. And then I realized that the redhead one. Is only sold at Walmart. So I'm like,
Ew.
I don't want to go to Walmart.
No, one of these days.
It was at Target one time and I bought 3 bottles.
Again, this was a topic that was thrown out that was obviously not well thought out by us.
We have been I don't know about you guys, but I've just been scatterbrained this entire week. Like,
I feel like I'm not functioning completely at some level.
Yeah. My brain's not here today. So I'm kind of like,
yeah, seriously.
Stereotypes. What other stereotypes are there? There's...
Well, there's Casio.
There's the
Casio?
Girls...
Casio?
Huh?
Stereotypes.
Thanks. I would say
nice.
What about like high maintenance girls?
Oh, I can't. Oh, that's so annoying.
I don't understand how any guy could actually like be with a girl that takes 4 hours to get ready.
What are they even doing?
I don't know.
I don't.
I mean, and I know that there's guys that do the same thing, so,
I was with the Christian crazy boyfriend would take longer on his hair than I did.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, I don't know. I just think there's no reason to have to, like, spend that much time trying to, like, look good for other people. I mean, I don't know. There's grooming yourself and taking care of yourself and being clean and neat. Mm-hmm. And then there's just, like, taking it to another level.
I go through spurts where I'm just like, I want a relaxing, quote-unquote, spa day, kind of.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I'm just going to soak in the tub for a while and, like, take 4 hours to, like, shave my legs and do all the necessities that you don't really get to
different.
Do.
That's different.
But I don't understand how people do that, like, every single day. Like, dude, you're going to work.
Mm-hmm. But then the girls that, like, always need to get their nails done and get the spray tan and their makeup has to be, like, you know, take 3 hours to put on. And
what is with the tanning, anyway? What is wrong with being the color that you are?
Yeah.
I like being pale.
I like being pale.
I have no issues with being pale.
Tattoos show up better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my tattoos look great. Yeah. I actually got a compliment on that when we went to Gettysburg.
Oh, yeah?
Pretty cool. Yeah. She was like, you look so pretty. Your tattoos look so good on your skin. And I'm just like, yeah.
Okay, thank here's
you.
One.
Thank you. Glowing a little.
This kind of hits close to home because of the way I grew up. Like, I don't know if you ever saw this, like, thing. It floated around on Facebook for a while, and it's like, you know, somebody's talking about how, like, they're getting glares from somebody in line behind them because they're using food stamps. It's like, well, here's the thing. I do my own nails. I go to a beauty school for my haircuts. My phone is a Christmas gift every year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, all that kind of stuff. And,
oh, you mean stereotyping people that use food stamps that have, like, nice...
Nice people, things. People who have welfare apparently are not allowed to own nice things. Like, a friend... Right. No, I'm not even going to say friend. Like, an acquaintance of mine, I guess, a friend of his... has, like, a t-shirt business, and he shared one of the t-shirt designs that he thought was especially hilarious and that he really agreed with, and the t-shirt said, so, you have an iPhone, but you're on food stamps. Seems legit. And I'm like, all right, that shirt, yeah, I have a serious problem with that line of thinking. And he's like, why? What's wrong with it? I'm like, do I really need to spell that out?
Do I have to spell it out for you?
I was like, for one, like, you can have an iPhone and not even have a plan for it. Like, our friend Kelsey, she had an iPhone. She didn't have a plan for it. The only time she could use it was, like, when she was around Wi-Fi. She could send texts and she could call people on Skype.
Right.
Seriously. That's all, like, she did. And, like, the only way we would message her, like, you would have to wait until she was in Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And she just messaged through Facebook.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think that I would rather see people on welfare, like, not dirty and, like, scummy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, sorry I don't look poor enough for you. And I know there are people out there that do abuse the system. I'm not going to say that there are. Oh, yeah.
There definitely are.
But, I mean, you know, I grew up poor. We had welfare. We had food stamps. Whatever. And, you know, my grandmother tried to take care of us, like, the best as she could. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, because she was retired. She had a ridiculous pension because she was, like, a foreman for, like, Sylvania House or something. So, yeah. She was getting a decent amount of money every month. Like, she made sure every school year, like, she would take my brother and I shopping for clothes and school supplies because our parents couldn't afford to do it.
Yeah.
And when it came time for my brother and I to have cars, like, she would make sure that, you know, when we were ready to drive, like, we had a car. It wasn't, like, a brand new car. It was a car that was probably at least, like, 10 years old.
Yeah.
But it ran.
Yep.
You know,
and that's always good to have a family that
can,
like, a support, you know.
Had it been the era of cell phones, she probably would have made sure that, you know,
you had
my
one,
brother sometimes. And I had at least had, like, a Go phone to keep in touch when we were out and
that's
about.
All we had when I was younger. We had the track phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Track phone, that's what it was.
Yeah, that was the only
Go
phone I had.
Go phone's a new thing.
And my mom would yell at me, because she's like, you used up all the minutes texting. And
oh, God, because those minutes were so expensive.
And they were precious. It was like a precious commodity. Like,
Yeah.
Seriously.
I'm so glad we didn't have anything like that when I was younger.
Yeah, well, I didn't have a cell phone until I was like 19
reason,
or 20.
Oh,
yeah,
the only reason I had a phone was because I was driving.
Yeah.
That was it. And my parents didn't pay for it. Mm-hmm. My parents didn't pay for my car. They didn't pay for anything.
Yeah.
And like, I was poor. I mean, we weren't poor enough to be on food stamps, but honestly, we probably could have qualified.
Yeah.
And my parents just never really went after it. But we were on CHIP. I mean, we were on, like, I was on, like, the Access card and everything like that. Yeah,
that's good.
So, it's great insurance. And it's great that that's there.
Yep.
Yeah, you know? It was so great having, like, full coverage for everything until I was, like, 18.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. My dad worked for the state, so we always had pretty good coverage.
Yeah. But yeah, just the fact, like, the stereotype that if you don't have money, if you're on, like, any kind of public assistance, you have to look dirt fucking poor. You have to be dirty and unkempt and have, like, 18 children or something.
Yeah, that honestly bothers me. I mean, that's actually part of the whole me trying to get over stereotyping people. Like, I talk about this a lot. Like, I try not to stereotype people. I try not to look at people and
because you don't know them. You don't know their story.
I don't know them, but it's really hard to not stereotype people that are like filthy and like really, really obesely overweight, wearing clothes that are too small for them, and like I don't know. It's really hard not to stereotype people like that, but
people that are not taking care of themselves.
Right. I mean, if you don't want people to look at you like you're a scumbag, then take care of yourself. Like it's not. Like, personal hygiene is not something that anyone should not have. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, there's no reason. There's no reason for anybody to not be at least
clean. Any store you go to has, like, the travel trial section. If you can scrounge together, like, $5, you can get yourself a toothbrush, toothpaste, soap, shampoo, conditioner, and your fucking set.
Even if you're, like, living on the street and have to like are panhandling, you know what I mean? Like, go. There's public bathrooms everywhere.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just
like,
don't.
Just go to McDonald's and wash up in the sink. That's what a lot of you know homeless people do.
I think it's all about just the way people present themselves and like if in your head you're at the point where you're thinking you're a worthless piece of crap, then you're not going to take care of yourself and you're just going to put off that kind of aura, you know?
Yeah.
And other people are going to pick up on that, but
I think it has a lot to do with how you're raised also. Because, I mean, I was very poor, but hell, if you're not going to church dressed up.
Oh,
like,
right.
You are getting a shower, you are getting to be nice, you are not going to school with holy pants. We will go to the Goodwill, we will get you what you need.
Yep,
exactly.
But, like, not every parent thinks that way.
Yeah.
Not every parent is like, my child needs to look decent so people don't look down on us.
Right.
Because
I really try not to, but it's just like,
I know, it's so hard. How do you not notice that you smell really bad? How do you not notice that your teeth are like black?
And I feel bad for like the kids that are in school like that. Like that's not, and it's not on them.
They are at the bottom of the bully ladder. They are the kid that everybody picks on.
That poor kid that like doesn't shower just because his mom never taught him hygiene.
Yeah, but you know what? You learn that kind of stuff in school. You know what I mean? Like, that's
I feel like you should.
Even if your parents are total dirtballs, you should be able to, like, at least
put two and two together.
If you're getting picked on at school, do something about it. Mm-hmm. Start showering. You know,
there was a story. There was an article I read somewhere. I don't remember where, but this kid is. His parents were very, very poor, and, like, kids were bullying him or whatever, and a teacher actually went up to the kid and was like, dude, I mean, why don't you wash before you come to school?
Yeah.
Why don't you do this? So the teacher actually was like, all right, well, you come to school so many minutes early, you can use the locker room, shower, do what you need to do, and then go to school.
Right.
So the kid actually then did that, and he wasn't picked on as much.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it kind of has to have to do with somebody stepping up and being like,
Listen,
you know, I don't want to see you picked on.
I think a lot of, like, teachers and people in authority positions are afraid to cross that line, too, because then you have to deal with flack from the parents. Like, how dare you assume that about my family, about my child, kind of thing.
And it's not, like, assuming anything when I can smell the kid, like, from the front of the classroom.
It's not like you're, and I don't, I'm not looking down on them. I'm not, like, I kind of feel bad. I'm just like, how did you never learn that?
Yeah.
Like, that sucks that you didn't,
I grew up with a kid, we were on different academic tracks throughout, like, middle school and high school, but he was in my homeroom at least, like, half the time in elementary school, and this kid just every day smelled like urine.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like, everybody knew it, and it's just, like, and every day this kid just comes to school smelling like he peed himself, but, like, you look at him, like,
it's that gross, warm smell, and you're just,
and, like, I had to sit next to him, like, for homeroom in, like, second grade or something, and I'm like, this is awful.
We had a kid in choir.
But you don't want to say anything, because you don't want to make the kid feel bad.
We had a kid in choir that, it was the only class I had with him, because choir in high school was a bunch of different grade levels. He smelled like cat pee. Which is worse than urine.
Yeah, and that's probably something that he actually probably can't handle, because
he can't
do anything
about
it.
You know, that's one of
those
things where, like,
parents.
Your house smells like cat pee.
You know what smells like cat pee in my house? Litter boxes.
Yes. Only the box.
Occasionally, my old male cat gets a hair up his ass and decides he needs to start marking his territory, but, you know, we take care of that pretty quick.
Just kick him.
That's why my outside cats are outside now.
Well, he's deaf and has no claws, so
he can't be outside.
Oh, Chester?
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Little bugger.
Yeah. It's like, bastard.
Yeah.
Another big stereotype is, like, not so much anymore, but back in the day, like, tattooed people.
Yeah. Like, we're all a bunch of, like, social deviants, and we're all, like, smoking crack in an alley and beating up old ladies.
Yeah. Now so much, it's not so much anymore, because there are so many people with tattoos, but when I first started getting tattooed, maybe like 15 years ago, it was not as prevalent. I remember my first piercing was a septum piercing, and my parents freaked out, like, everybody that would see me would just, like, give me these horrible looks, like, what the fuck?
Well, because it was only acceptable for girls to have, like, their ears and, like, maybe their
nostril
pierced, and that was it.
Well, back then it was, like, eyebrows. Everybody had their eyebrows pierced, which I think is so tacky.
Again, with the stereotypes.
I fight
people
that one,
with
too.
Eyebrow piercings, I'm like, I always stereotype them as dirtballs.
Here's the problem. Like,
seriously.
Eyebrow piercings aren't bad. I mean, on certain people, if you look at the right person, it is a very cute piercing.
If there's,
if you,
like,
look
a curved
right,
barbell in it.
Yes.
I can't stand a hoop in an eyebrow.
No, hoops look bad. But if you look at, like, the curved one, and it's just little, it's discreet, it's, like, gold or silver, and it's just little... On the certain, like, woman or guy, it looks good.
If it's, like, a gem or something like that, it can be cute.
But then, but every single person that... Because I actually think I would look fine with an eyebrow piercing. I would never get one, unfortunately, because of the stereotype that everybody
same
that
reason,
has them looks like they're on crack.
Never get my tongue pierced.
Yeah.
Because people who get eyebrow piercings also get their tongue pierced. Yeah.
My tongue was my second piercing, but I actually took it out probably about 6 years ago. I had it for years and years and years, and then I was like, you know, no, I'm done. I'm done with it. Yeah. But I wasn't one of those people that played with it either. I can't stand that.
Oh, God,
please
seriously.
Keep it in your mouth.
The people that have to, like, flick it out and, like, roll it between
they roll
their
it
teeth.
On their
and
teeth.
And what, like, click, 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 every Facebook picture, their tongue is sticking out.
Yeah.
Oh, God, and...
Why?
I dated a kid who got it because he thought that it would give him, like, amazing oral skills.
Oh,
it's
right.
No, jewelry doesn't compensate for the fact that you just fucking suck at
that. That's what happened. Like, when I had mine, everybody would say to you, like, when you get it pierced, oh, man, that's for sucking dick, isn't it? It's to make it a lot better, right? Like, no, I actually know what I'm doing when I'm sucking dick. It doesn't really, you can't feel it. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Didn't have anything to do with it. I liked it at the time. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it was like 15 years ago. But No, actually, it was probably longer. Holy shit. I'm
getting old. God.
I think I was 18
when semi-related I story. We were 18, senior year in high school. Really, used to be a good friend of mine, then we kind of drifted apart, we got back together, and now I don't know what the fuck happened to her. She decided she was going to go get her tongue pierced, but she has a short tongue.
Oh, yeah.
So, she and the kid she was sort of dating at the time, they went to Totem, and, you know, Ruth does the, well, you know, stick it out, let me see, check, and she was like, sorry, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Your tongue's too short, you know, it's gonna da-da-da-da-da, health reasons, da-da-da-da-da.
Yep.
Well, she didn't want to hear no for an answer, so she went to, this was 10 years ago, where? So I'm sure the only other shop in the area 10 years ago.
The one in Sunbury? No.
The one in Milton.
Milton, okay. Okay. Yep. The one that tattoos 11-year-olds.
Yeah. And okay. Gives them hepatitis. Yeah. Yeah, we're not going to mention any names because, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But she went there, and the woman who owns that shop and does, like, all the tattooing and piercing was just like, yeah, you want your tongue pierced? Fine, we'll do it. And just took her money and pierced her tongue, and she had it for a number of years. She may even still have it. I have no idea, but just the fact that, like... Just people's did anything mentality. Happen to
it? Did it heal up okay?
I think it did. I
would think that, like, at the tip of the tongue like that, that there would be a lot more stuff to hit. You know what I mean? Like, with a short tongue like that, it would, I don't know, maybe not.
But weird. Just the fact that, A, this shop was scummy enough that they didn't care about, like, you know, precautions or anything. Right. It's like, oh, you got the money? Yeah, we'll fucking do it.
Yeah.
And two, the fact that she didn't want to take no for an answer on something that was possibly, you know, health related.
Right. Yeah, well, people do that.
Yeah.
People do that.
Not really a stereotype, just a fun story.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
She also grew up to be a stripper, so whatever.
I have a feeling this episode's going to be more like me realizing how bad I am at stereotyping people.
Yeah. I will be the first to say I am a fucking terrible person, and I do stereotype. I try not to.
I think it was, like, ingrained in me from a kid. Like, I honestly feel like my parents are kind of really judgy people.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of grew up hearing that from them.
You guys are fucking lucky I'm not racist.
Yeah, I'm yeah, me too. Seriously, my family, yeah.
My dad would drop the N-bomb like it was nothing.
Oh, yeah.
That's one thing I can say for my parents. We are not racist.
My parents aren't so much as, like, the rest of my family.
My grandfather is on my dad's side.
Yeah.
Oh, he's freaking crazy. Mm. But, like, my best friend growing up was half black. So, I didn't really... And I never even realized that she was, like, quote-unquote black until someone was like, well, yeah, she's black. And I'm like...
Really?
What does that even...
What?
What? What does that have to do
Somebody
with anything?
Said you were black. Yeah? But... Huh.
Is that a bad thing? I don't understand.
Is that, like, different than me?
I don't get it. You mean, like, she's... Because she used to call me, like, her vanilla friend, and I was mocha, or she was mocha, and I'm like... Or caramel, or whatever. It was weird. Because she's the only one that could get away with that. Me saying it's, like, really weird.
Were you vanilla bear and she was chocolate bear? I love Scrubs.
Yeah.
I never grew up...
She was a great person. She was a lot of fun.
I never grew up actually being racist, so I think that's a good thing for...
Oh, I didn't either.
Yeah, like, I never...
Never really clicked to me for a long time.
My brother's racist, and I'm just like...
Your brother would be racist.
How are you... Kyle, how the hell did you turn out racist?
Greg asked me today. He's like, did you ever meet Ashley's brother? And I was like, no. He goes... I said, why? And he's like, I don't know. You just would never, ever think that they were even remotely related. Yeah. He's like, he's a huge redneck. Yeah. I was like, oh.
Not even remotely related. Not even close to similar.
That's pretty funny.
The only thing is, like, if you look at us, we look very similar.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
That is the only thing is our appearance. Everything else? No. Yeah, no, Greg did say that when he was, like, tattooing my brother. He was like, you guys sure you're related? Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Now, I love my brother, but he's such a redneck. And, like, not even, like, the redneck that's... I'm sorry, there is no good redneck. But
you're stereotyping, well, you know, Ashley.
No, I actually
I've met a lot. I've met a lot of them, and I don't really like any of them. They're fun people. They're my family, and I have to like them.
Yeah.
But
you have to love them. You don't have to like them.
But I'm like, oh, God.
That's how my whole family is, though.
Jesus didn't say anything about liking people.
No. You just have to love them.
That's right.
I don't mind rednecks. Like, I think that...
Well, I've...
Some of them. Some of them are, like, you know, it just depends on personality.
It's one of those things where, like, I grew up around it. Like, that's just the way that some people act.
That's and how I am.
The same thing with, like, bikers and, like, biker dudes and stuff like that.
It's not something I'm personally into.
Yeah.
But whatever.
I love old biker guys.
Yeah, old biker guys are awesome.
Yeah.
Not for, like a intimate standpoint or like relationship standpoint, but they're just
old biker
so,
guys are so dreamy.
They're so
awesome to look at,
and they're so much fun to talk to too. Because they, believe it or not, they always have like the best manners, even though they'll call you like chick or whatever. Yeah. But they're just the sweetest. Most of them, like anyone that I met, are like the sweetest guys.
I went into a bar a couple months ago, and this guy who was I don't know if he was a pagan or something. He says, and he's like, anytime you want to come in here, you just tell them you're friends with me, and you'll be taken care of. And then he only had one leg. He was in a really bad accident. He had, like, a fake leg. It was awesome. He, like, pulled his pants down and was showing me his leg. I'm like, yeah, you don't have to do that. That's cool, man. It's cool. You don't need to do that. But he did.
See it anyway.
But yeah, biker guys.
And I have a soft spot for him, too, because, like, my uncle was a biker, and I'm just like,
and there's another stereotype that, like, bikers are just these, like, awful delinquents and whatever, but, like, in our area, we have the, like, bikers against child abuse.
Oh, yeah, there's
tons of awesome fundraisers and shit.
I know a lot of people that ride motorcycle, and none of them are douchebags.
A lot of times they do rally for, like, charities. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing.
Yep. Not to say that there aren't, like, douche bike
gangs. No, I mean, like,
gangs,
the real, like, the big biker gangs, like the Hells Angels and the Pagans and the Warlocks and all that. I mean, they take shit, like, you know, ridiculous, you know. But, and this whole Sons of Anarchy thing now, like, everybody thinks they're bikers. Like, people that aren't really bikers now are, like...
Don't you love the guys that are on, like, the tricycle ones?
On a tricycle motorcycle?
Yeah.
They're fun. They're fun, though.
They're hilarious.
I'm like the ones now that you see that have, like, the two wheels in the front.
Oh, God, yeah.
They're so weird.
I saw one the other day they were in the handicap spot, like, parked in the handicap spot. I'm like, how does it even work?
I'm pretty sure that's not legal. Like, I don't think you can get, like, any kind of handicap placard or plate for a motorcycle. Like, I could be wrong.
The funniest part is he had this normal plaque, like the thing that you hang on the rear view mirror.
Oh, he just stole that from his fucking car.
It was hanging on his bike.
Well, it could be she, whatever.
But.
Well, maybe it was the biker guy with one leg. He was probably handicapped.
We were in Ohio, so.
All right.
Well, still, it could have been a biker guy with one leg, so.
Technically
handicapped. We're learning stuff every minute
with
here.
With that much storage space on the back of your bike, you could have went to Ohio.
Yeah.
You could pack a bag.
Yeah, oh, God, I hate the bikes that have all that shit on the back. If I was to have a bike, it would be like a 1950s-style Triumph bike.
Yeah. But only
small,
if you wanted something sleek to cruise around in. If you were the type of person that wanted to go like on a long ride, you're going to want your luggage.
I don't know. In general, I don't think I want to do any kind of long-distance motorcycle traveling because it fucking scares me.
Yeah, I wouldn't want
a scooter. I want to get a Vespa.
I want to get
God,
a scooter.
Sorry, scooter gang.
I am talking about getting a scooter, and as soon as I get like my motorcycle license, and like I told my dad I would do the safety course.
Talk to Sam because he did like a 3-day something or other training with some guy. Like he took lessons, like
I
rode on
that.
The back one day with the guy, and then the guy rode on the back the next day, kind of thing. And
I've
heard a lot of good
about
things
that.
About the motorcycle safety course, though. Mm-hmm. Like even for people that have their motorcycle license,
my dad
it's
was
refresh.
Surprisingly excited to hear that I wanted to get on a scooter. Yeah, he was like, "So when you gonna upgrade to a motorcycle?" Because he rides a bike and he's
that's
just
cool.
Like, he loves it.
So. Man, I remember for the longest time, Bill wanted to get a scooter.
He had one. He used to have a moped, actually.
Yeah.
He lost that in his second divorce.
Bummer.
Girlfriend.
No, this was like after we can probably bleep out her name, so Amanda.
Mm.
This was after that female previous female. I just don't want to say her name again because I don't want to get like bleep, 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 bleep. yeah, it was after that he was like giving serious thought to getting a scooter again. Mm-hmm. I think it was before you guys started dating.
Mm-hmm. We've both been thinking about it a lot, and I really like them, and I want that, and I also want a Prius. I'll never have to buy gas again.
Well,
wait till they come out with the electric cars.
Yeah.
By the time I save up enough that the down payment's going to be low enough on, like, because I want a new Prius, and I want all the, if you're going to get a Prius, and you're going to get a new car.
Are you looking to buy or to, like, do a 2-year lease?
I'm something? Not leasing.
I never really.
I don't think leasing is a good idea.
I don't either. I know some people love that, but that's only for people that have to, like, have a brand new car every 2 years, which I just think that's so stupid. Because you're paying, it's like you're renting a freaking car and you're paying out the ass for it, but you don't have anything to show for it other than, like, you don't ever actually,
you
like,
don't ever
earn
it,
you know?
And I like the feeling of being able to be like, I own this.
Yeah.
Which I still don't even own the car I'm driving.
Yeah, but when you do, it's awesome.
Yeah. I owe more on it than it's worth.
Yeah, that sucks. Until you get past that point.
This car sucks.
And then you get your car paid off for like a year or two, and then you total it. That's really awesome. Love when that happens.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I just got a great text message from Jeff saying that my brother is up for doing like FaceTime when I get out of here.
Awesome.
So, yeah. Video chatting with my brother. Talking about his trip in 2 weeks.
Where's he going?
Here.
Oh. All right.
He's in California right now. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
To clear that up, my brother lives in the suburbs of Sacramento.
Nice. Does he like Sacramento?
I guess. He's been there for quite a few years. They just bought their second house. Not like they own two houses, but they moved and bought a new house because they needed a larger space. House because they just had a kid.
Cool.
But yeah, he's coming in for a friend's wedding. I think it's like 3 weeks from today is the... No, 3 weeks from yesterday. 3 weeks from today, he's having a show, which I will plug later.
Is awesome. He a band or art
he
show?
He was the no. He was the bassist / frontman for Tracer.
Oh, are they having a reunion show?
They're having reunion show at Daddy McFaddy's on the 18th of August.
Really?
So plug, everybody go to that show. It's gonna be awesome. There's a couple other bands that are playing that I can't really remember.
Jawhorse playing?
Nah, Jawhorse isn't, but I think Four Ages is. I don't know them. And, I honestly couldn't tell you, but there is a, if you go to Facebook and search Central PA Tracer, you can get all the details there.
Was Bubba in that band?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I only knew him
Bubba and, Stewie.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Stewie and Bubba were guitar, and then, I don't know if you know Kyle Brocious. He was drumming.
Oh, yeah. He used to do something at the Lewisburg Community Center a lot. Yeah.
And ride BMX, which he still does, from what I hear.
I don't think I ever really got along with him.
He's been my brother's best friend since, like, I was born, so he's been in my, like, entire life.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really know any of these people except Stewie. I know Stewie pretty well.
These brownie things are...
You're also, I think...
They're like crack.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, seriously. I want to defy the name. They say two bite brownies. No. I'm like,
oh, I eat them like two at a time.
Seriously.
Get in my
face. Like two bite? That's a challenge.
Yeah.
Not even fair.
But
are you guys?
Yeah. I don't know. We have to lose a couple minutes at the beginning because we were fucking eating like the fat pigs we are.
I wrote a couple things down.
But is it, speaking of fat, weight stereotypes.
Yeah.
The stereotype that if you're a larger person, that means you're lazy and you eat all the time, but if you're a thin person, that means you don't fucking eat. You're an anorexic, bulimic, blah 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 blah.
Yeah. Honestly, like I would make snide comments like before, not really snide comments, but if a girl was like really bony or skinny, I'd be like, "Damn, you eat a fucking cheeseburger, bitch," you know? It's like just stupid shit, but that was just me pretty much like showing my own insecurity with the way that I look.
Yeah, and that's what
making
fun of people's all about.
This is kind of this is a girl that I like knew in high school. Like I was kind of friends with her sister, and I added her on Facebook, and she kept posting pictures of herself, which girls do, whatever. Yeah. she kept coming up on the feed, and like over a couple months she just got skinnier and skinnier and skinnier and skinnier, and to the point where like bones are sticking out, and I'm just like, and she posted a picture of like tomatoes chopped up, and it wrote, and like wrote Dindin underneath, and I'm just like, I'm sorry, but I'm gonna have to delete you because your pictures are making me sad. Yeah. Like, not because I want to be that skinny,
right?
But I'm just like, oh god, you have a problem, and I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
And there's also like the thing, I used to get a lot of flack. Two of my very good friends are ladies who are a bit larger than I am, and one has never said anything about it. I've never said anything about her weight. Whatever, you know, we're cool. We're different people. We have different bodies. Mm-hmm. Whatever. The other friend, she's pointing like, you're so lucky. You're so skinny. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you know what? I fucking hate being this skinny.
Yeah.
I wish I could put on weight. She's like, well, blah, blah. I'm like, no. You know what? Fuck you. I don't say anything about you being fat.
Yeah.
So, you know, you need to quit talking about my weight, because I'm just as insecure about my weight as you are about yours.
Yeah. And that's a problem. I know a couple girls that are, like, really skinny that try to put weight on, and they just can't. And the older I get, and the more people I meet, obviously, and the more tolerant I get, or whatever, the more I realize, like, dude, everybody's different, and everybody's insecure, you know? You just gotta be happy with who you are, you know? Like, you gotta... I don't know. I totally lost my train of thought. But still, like,
this society, you compare yourself to other people, and it's just,
and that's what's terrible. And about you can't the just whole assume Hollywood thing.
Stop doing that.
You can't assume somebody who's skinny doesn't eat. You can't assume and someone
like
who's
you
fat
can't just assume
much.
That like, oh well, you know, I want to be, you know, I'm a large person. I want to be thinner. Well, you must be super happy because you're so skinny.
Right,
and
right,
it's like, no.
Actually, I'm not.
Yeah.
I've had people tell me, they're like, oh my god, you're so skinny. And I'm like, are you looking at the same thing I'm looking at? Like, I don't understand why people tell me that I'm skinny.
Yeah.
Like, I'm average.
Yeah.
I'm just...
I feel like when people say that to me, like, last summer, I think right before I got married, was probably the skinniest I've ever been. Like, even... I was not skinny. I didn't think I was. Mm-hmm. But everyone's like, Jesus Christ, you know, you look like a fucking skeleton. And I'm like, you're not even... No, I don't, you know? And I could stand to lose 20 more pounds, but that's me being insecure. Like, I'm getting older.
You also
older.
Have, like, a decent amount of muscle, so, like, weight you're seeing is
And
not
now,
fat.
Just, I'm avidly, at this point, trying to lose the last bit of shit that I feel like I need to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's probably about 15 pounds-ish, maybe not. I don't actually look at, like, weight at all. It's more like I look in the mirror, and if I see shit that I don't like, I gotta get rid of it. But I've been lazy for
a
whole year.
I'm the same way with that too. Yeah. I'm like getting ready in the morning, and I like go to put my shirt on, and I look in the mirror, I'm like, my stomach.
Yeah. And it's something like, I don't feel like I'm not upset about it.
No,
I still eat cheese, I still eat brownies, you know, I still eat this stuff. I'm not willing to give it up.
Yeah, yes. If I cared enough, I wouldn't eat junk food.
And that's the whole thing. Like, you got to be happy with yourself. You know, if you're... I honestly think, like, the people who are, you know, very overweight, you know, the ones that are like, you're so lucky that you're skinny. It's like, it's not luck, you know?
No.
It's either the way you are, or it's because you put in hard work to get that way.
Like,
you know,
I'm, like, this is me naturally. My husband, he has to work his ass off to drop weight.
And that's exactly how AJ and I are. He doesn't do shit to stay thin. He can eat whatever he wants. And then I, like, literally bust my ass for probably an hour, not a day. Like, I'll probably work out, and this has only been for the last couple of weeks, maybe 4 or 5 days a week, if that. And I'm going to keep that up until, well, I want to try to keep it up forever, but it's
you
really
gotta start
hard.
Slow. Start like 1 or 2 days a week, and then
And some weeks I'll do like 2 days, and the next week I'll do 3 or 4.
And
like,
you can't
so
beat
it's
yourself
never...
up over it either.
No, and I don't. So
yeah, I
said, if I was unhappy, I wouldn't still eat cheese and fattening food, you know, yeah. But I like food. I'm a freaking foodie, so I, you know, and I'm also happy with, I'm happy with the way that I look. I'm not unhappy. I just know that if I want to tweak shit, I just gotta do it.
You gotta do it. Yeah. And like, I don't obsess over like what I need to lose. I don't go and be like, I gotta lose my thighs. I need to lose my thighs. No, I'm like, no. I want to lose them, and this is the steps I'm going to do it. Yeah. I'm not going to sit in a mirror and go, oh my God, I'm so fat.
Right. And not do anything about it and still, like, you know, eat, you know, yeah. Eat your sadness away. No, it's not what you want to do. If you want to be thin, freaking get off your butt and do something about it. You know,
yeah, or find then, a genetic engineer to somehow splice your genes to give you the skinny gene. Yeah, dude,
if you're not quote unquote blessed with a perfect body, you know,
I don't think anybody really is. Like everybody's.
There
got
are
the
some people, I'm sure, and that
what,
you know.
Yeah, but what everybody constitutes as perfect.
Everybody has to put at least a little work in, like. Right. And then I take my clothes off. Yeah, I'm thin. I've got, like, extra skin. I've got stretch marks. I've got cellulite. Mm-hmm. Like, under these clothes, this is not a perfect body that some people assume.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's got their
shit. I mean, you know, even though my husband tells me I'm perfect and he loves me and blah, blah, blah. I know, blah, and that's like, shut the fuck up.
He is freaking adorable with that.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. It's disgusting sometimes, but, you know, secretly
exactly
love it.
That's exactly how I feel,
though,
too.
Hint, Bill.
That's exactly.
He's not even here right
honestly,
now.
Honestly, though, like,
he'll listen to this. He has to edit it.
one girl stereotype I feel like I, no matter how hard of a, like, outside girls put up, like, I really do think that every girl really deep down inside does want to be, like, pampered and told nice things all the time.
To a point, like, I want to be told nice things, but don't fucking kiss my ass.
Yes. Like, but I mean, if you know they're sincere about it and not just kissing your ass to kiss your ass.
Yeah, that's,
you know what I mean? Different, it's different. Yeah. And it's definitely different if they're doing it like non-fucking-stop, like all day, every day.
Like, little, what did you do?
Little, right. Surprise, little surprises here and there are always very appreciated for anybody. And that's any gender. Everybody likes to have
I think girls in general surprises. Like probably like to be spoiled and pampered a little bit, you know? I would say generally that's pretty safe to assume.
It was pretty tragic Friday. Listeners out there don't know, my favorite ferret passed away, and Jeff, he left work early. His mom took Morgan for the afternoon because I was seriously fucked up from it. And he stopped at the store on his way home, and he brought me, like, my favorite ice cream and, like, cheese and crackers and, like, those big-ass soft cakey sugar cookies.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. He's like, I'm sorry. I know you're trying not to eat junk food and whatnot, but it just... We're sad. I bought comfort food. I'm sorry.
He bought it for himself, too.
Oh, he's not going to eat my ice cream. Like, he it's not his kind. I get coffee ice cream, and he's a big fan of, like, mint chocolate chip and, like, ice cream that has shit in it. And I'm like, I don't want shit in my ice cream.
I like peanut butter and chocolate in my ice cream. Like, peanut butter cups. We and, like, chocolate ice creams. Like,
we can't get the peanut butter ice cream because... Morgan's got nut allergies. We're slowly finding nut by nut she can't handle stuff. Like, she her grandparents just gave her some Nutella the other day, and she started to break out in a rash.
That sucks.
Yep. School's gonna be hard for her.
Yeah. Well,
that's a bummer.
Yeah. School's hard for anybody.
Yeah, but I mean, the kid that's got the peanut allergy, because, like, kids fucking live on peanut butter, man. Yeah.
They live on peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, fuck jelly.
I love jelly.
I love jelly.
I love it. And peanut butter and marshmallow. Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
I had so a teacher, his daughter, it was probably like 3 years old at the time, and she did not call them fluffer nutter sandwiches. She called them fucker nutter sandwiches.
Nice. Hey there. Yeah, fucker nutter. Yeah. Fucker nut.
So.
What do you guys feel about the nerd stereotype coming into...
I think it's overused, honestly. We're at the hour mark already, and I really don't even want to fucking get into this, because I have awful, like, nasty opinions on this.
Should have brought it up sooner.
We could do that for next week.
We could probably do that for an entire episode.
We could.
Why don't we...
I don't really want to do it for the next one, though. Okay. I want to have a better formulated argument than
Let's get prepared for that one.
We'll do it. We'll do a nerd episode.
Yeah, we'll do a nerd culture episode, and that'll be fun.
Yeah, but, definitely.
I kind of like it only because when I was in high school and stuff, like, it definitely wasn't a popular thing.
Mm-hmm.
There weren't a whole lot of people that were into that kind of shit when I was in high school.
I got super, like, made fun of constantly for, like, being the smart
kid.
It's kind of
interesting to see, like, the three generations and, like, of it because...
having plastic glasses because metal gives me allergic reactions.
At the beginning of high school, I was a nerd. Uh-huh. At the end of high school, it started to become popular.
Yeah.
So I actually got to see the transformation while I was there.
Yeah.
I also, when I was in high school, the pop punk stuff really mm-hmm. started to come into fashion. I was like a hardcore, like 77, like crust punk kind of kid. And like all these like girls are just like, oh yeah, I'm so punk. I go to shows. I'm like, you fucking die. I shop Burn at Hot Topic. Hell. I'm like, no. No.
God, I remember when Hot Topic first came out. Jesus.
I did shop there for a decent period of time.
I did too. They had the best plaid pants.
My the one and only time I went to prom, my boyfriend at the time was a junior at a different school, so like we went to his prom. I got my prom dress from Hot Topic. It is a floor length bright red gown with a laced back. It's like polyurethane. It was like a plastic
That's
awesome. I still have it.
I guarantee you could still fit in it.
I probably could if I tried.
I tried to fit in my prom dress like a year or so back, and nope. But I won't get rid of it.
I think I can fit into both mine. The first one, my first prom dress, was cool. I got it at a vintage shop, and mm-hmm. it's like black lace. Ooh. Almost like a little ballerina type.
Do your boyfriends understand why you keep those things? Because Bill does not get it. He's like, why do you have that?
The red one, my senior one, I think might be at my parents' house. The other one, I think I let somebody borrow for Halloween one year. So that's why it's at my house. But
no, I still have mine because, like, for one, I fucking, like, paid $100 for that dress. Yeah. And I mean, by prom dress standards, apparently that's not a lot of money.
I spent $10 for my prom dress.
Yeah.
I went to prom poor girl style.
Yeah.
And I love my prom dress. It was like a Marilyn Monroe kind of style at, like, the top. But it was like hunter green.
My brother's ex-girlfriend actually made like a white Marilyn Monroe dress for her senior mm-hmm. prom. It's
pretty awesome. Mine was the only difference was it was floor length. But
cool.
It was very pretty.
Yeah.
And see, that's what you can't stereotype poor kids.
Yeah. Because we're fucking fabulous.
Because we know how to make $10 you know, like, into prom.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's, I think that if more people. Cinderella probably
did not exist. Well, mm-hmm. it may have been in like the early stages when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cinderella Closet was a fantastic place where like people would just donate their prom dresses, and you could go there and get them. Any prom dress was like $10.
Nice.
But like I said, I went to prom once, and that was fucking enough, and it wasn't even my school.
Yeah, their prom was stupid.
Prom was really stupid.
Trying to make my way to prom the computer.
Prom was pretty much just about like getting drunk after prom.
Watch out,
at
Zoe.
Least for me, it was.
It wasn't well, for me, no.
I was straight edge at the time.
Oh, yeah, so was I.
You know.
Not me.
Yeah. I was also, like, 15, so.
Oh, yeah.
I was 17,
16. 18,
but yeah, I was straight edge.
16
okay.
and 17.
All right,
so.
Yeah, I guess we can sign off. Yeah.
Hopefully we covered some interesting
I have a feeling
things.
We probably confused and angered a lot of people, but you know, no, that's what we do.
Do you think?
I don't know.
I hope not.
I think we said a few hateful things here and there that I don't think we cleared up properly, but whatever.
Did we? I don't know. I tried not to. If we offended anyone, we're really sorry because we weren't trying to. It's more about our own self-discovery and, you know,
yeah, we're
like,
just, we're talking it out. We're trying to figure ourselves out. This is what this is all about.
Why we necessarily have to kind of judge people, but I don't know. The way I feel like if
it's
you're going to present yourself
though.
That way, then you need to expect to be judged. That way, which I fully expect to be judged on having a lot of tattoos, you know, but
it's shitty that people do it,
right,
but it's gonna happen.
It definitely happens. So, you know, stereotypes, they exist. What are we gonna do? try not to do it.
Yeah.
Try to get to know as many people as you can. Like, get to know as many different types of people as you can. Seriously. And try to, like, build your own opinion on it. So.
Odie has fallen asleep in the studio.
He's snoring, and it's cute, because it's a pug snore.
Pug snores are great.
Pug snore!
Love him.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Well, this has been episode about stereotypes.
I think it was number 9, maybe.
Yeah, we'll go with
that. La, 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 la.
All right, thank you for listening.
Bye.
See you later.
Later.